10th parak of Mikvayis, 8th Mishnah. Ochal oichlim tameim v'shosem mashkim tameim mitoval. Person who ate food that was tamei or drinks that were tamei, and he was tevil, and then he kiyum, and then he spit them up. The tameim pnei she einem tayrim baguf. Something that was in his body does not have the taira of the mikveh. Shosem mayim tameim v'toval v'kiyum. But if he had water in his mouth and it was tevil, and then he spit it up. Is tahirim, pnei shem tahirim beguf. The water inside his body is tahir, which is a very big chiddush, because it really wasn't in the mikveh, it wasn't touching the mikveh. But even so, it says it's tahir. Bolo tabas tahir. He swallowed a tabas, a ring which was tahir. Nichlas oil and mace. And then he went into a oil and mace. He's a vishon of a tovel, and he was matai himself from tumas and mace v'kiyah, and he spit it up. It remained tahar. This is a chiddush that something that's balu and the body does not receive tuma. It remains tahar. But what about the other way around? It was tummy before he swallowed it. Tovel v'oichel v'truma. He's tovel and he eats truma as long as it's in his body. V'kiyah. But once he spits it up, then it's tmeya v'timosa, and it's also matamahim on the way out. Chet shutachem v'adam. If there is a spear stuck, a blade of some sort stuck in somebody's body, is manshu nire choitzitz. When it's we could see it sticking out of the body, then it's a chatzitza. If it's not jutting out of the body, then toivel veichel b'tshuma. Then he can be tevil and eat truma, because once again, anything that is inside the body is not a chatzitza.